I think LSU got their designation in, well, you can check this out on the plaque downstairs. It was either 77 or 79. The national program began in 1966 with federal authorization through a congressional act. And then I guess they must have gotten the first funding in the FY, either FY 67 or 68. That would have been FY 68. And that was the first year, I think, that anybody was funded. NOAA issued a call for proposals. The university organized a multidisciplinary team to write a proposal. They inventoried their research strengths in the marine area. We had the Coastal Studies Institute, and the Food Science Department had been doing some research related to shrimp. Various divisions of the university were represented on the team that developed the proposal, and it was submitted to NOAA. I think the original proposal asked for like $1 million or so, and the initial funding was $198,000. Sponsored research really hadn't caught on at LSU at that time. And I think I figured one time around 1970, sometime between 70 and 72, by which time we'd seen some increases in our Sea Grant funding. We were a third of LSU's total sponsored research. I think that, you know, Sea Grant, as one of the early programs, gave a lot of researchers an opportunity to try it out and, you know, get into the field and really become creative and more aware of grants opportunities.
In your view, what is the purpose of the Louisiana Sea Grant?
I think the purpose of Sea Grant here, as in every other state, is to develop and, well, conserve and develop the state's marine resources. And of course, those resources include And in fact, they primarily consist of coastal zones and the fisheries associated with those regions. And, you know, we do a lot of work with people who pursue marine-related occupations and with coastal communities. Our focus is the Louisiana wetlands. Now, in terms of commercial fisheries, in terms of all kinds of fisheries, Louisiana has the most valuable fisheries of any coastal state in the lower 48. Alaska leads us in value, but we lead in tonnage, primarily because of menhaden, which is an industrial fish. But we also have a big shrimp fishery. We lead in production of blue crabs. And we lead in production of oysters. So we have a lot of people whose livelihoods come from renewable coastal resources, and we have all these other industries that are superimposed on our coastal ecosystems. And those all, you know, contribute problems.
Well, do you have any names that you'd like to mention who were influential in getting the Louisiana Sea Grant started, other than Dr. Van Lopik?
Lyle Santama was the top professional fisheries person, and may have been around that time. Well, I know this isn't quite true, but people with doctorates were very rare in wildlife and fisheries. A gentleman named Ted Ford, who worked for Lyle, also had a doctorate, and Ted eventually left wildlife and fisheries and came with Sea Grant here in Baton Rouge. It was envisioned in the early days that Louisiana Sea Grant would function as a research arm of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. We did do some joint programs, but Wildlife and Fisheries has always been supportive of Sea Grant and, you know, given us good support when we needed it in terms of vessels and use of their their refuges and management areas and facilities in the field. Congressmen over the years, certainly the ones who introduced legislation to create Sea Grant, and those included, Senator Claiborne Pell from Rhode Island, and those people were staunch supporters of Sea Grant, and there have been many others who really liked the program.
Well, how has your role, since you've been here in September of 1970, how has it evolved over time?
I started the communications program and hired a woman named Sally Kuzinski to come in and actually, take care of the day-to-day communication task. But my main responsibility is coordination of the research effort.
And what was the main focus and the main research goals and whatnot of the Sea Grant back when it was first incepted?
At that time, we had a vision of funding large multidisciplinary field studies. Then we began to diversify and we got more into, we had a small aquaculture project going in, and we've always had a part of our funding directed into marine aquaculture. Much of the crawfish research was in the early days was Sea Grant funded. From about 1972 through 1979, we were the Ag Center's major source of extramural funds for crawfish work, and then they got funded from the state. We've been involved in a fairly wide range of engineering topics. We're still involved with a lot of those things, but then we of course have had an interest in natural fisheries, and I think the latest major thrust is in coastal communities, and of course all that has been really brought into focus with the recent hurricanes. Sea Grant has actively promoted a number of niche commodities such as soft shell crabs, soft shell crawfish, different kinds of harvest technology, recirculating aquaculture, and a fair number of people have gotten into those kinds of businesses and have made a living at it. Sea Grant has, through the Cooperative Extension Service, through our marine extension people, we've become better known in the smaller coastal communities, and currently we're deeply involved with disaster recovery. I think one of the major impacts we've had on this campus has just been capacity building. A lot of the marine programs, virtually all of the marine programs in the School of Coast and the Environment, the Coastal Studies Institute was sort of the daddy rabbit over there, but all the other institutes like coastal fisheries, coastal ecology, biogeochemical institute, and others, those groups were actually organized as part of the Center for Wetland Resources, which was established by Dr. Van Lopik, and that capacity has continued to grow, although that side of the campus was reorganized, I think around late 70s maybe, or mid 80s, mid 80s. But none of it would have come to pass, I think, if Sea Grant hadn't been here to lead the charge. Another thing that I think is noteworthy, if you say look at state agencies like DNR or even wildlife and fisheries, you will find a high number of people in professional positions who were trained in wetland sciences here at LSU as a result of programs that the Sea Grant program had nurtured. Sea Grant was, we created the Department of Marine Sciences, which grew into DOCS, Department of Oceanography and Coastal Sciences. And we've turned out just hundreds of graduate students, you know, master's and PhD students, who are trained in those coastal sciences. And Sea Grant really was responsible for a lot of that. I wouldn't say it wouldn't have happened without Sea Grant, but you know, it had to happen some way.
Right.
And fortunately, we were the precursor that made it happen when it did.
Well, what to you, in your opinion, what is the most important aspect of the Louisiana Sea Grant?
Well, I think the institutional focus on marine research and outreach that it provides. And I would also say that, you know, part of the outreach mission is marine education. And we do quite a bit of, you know, work in the K-12 sector.